Kyle Rowlandston is a member of the Exiles Gaming Club in Sydney. He hosts Dungeons & Dragons sessions twice a week, but since the pandemic, he now hosts his sessions on the online chat room known as Discord.
The reason why I ended up switching online was because COVID, and I just wanted to host more games, and, well, it's pretty easy to do that on Discord, so I've just continued that. And I find it's in part easier, but in part more difficult. I mean, obviously, you're not talking to a face so much. You're talking to other people with voices. But fortunately, I find it doesn't get any confusing or anything. And, you know, it's very similar to back in the day when I was on Xbox 360 with Xbox Live. You know, I'm talking to people and they're talking to me.
Online gatherings became the substitute for in-person get-togethers during the lockdown. Using social media and online chat rooms, groups are still able to continue to connect with other people with similar interests within the comforts of their own homes.
We've been talking about doing it in person again. I mean, we do have the option, but a couple of group alike, we'd prefer just to do it online for now. And so we're kind of just playing it by ear week to week. Personally, I'm not too fussed either way. You know, for me, whether it's online or it's in person, it doesn't make too much of a difference.
Meetup.com is a popular website to host and search for meetups in your local area. Back of March of this year, they released a statement asking organizers to host their meetups online and provided resources on how to create a successful online gathering. Avs Kumar runs the Sydney Photography Group on that website. Prior to the lockdowns, he'd used to do group walks with other photographers around Sydney, but later started hosting meetups through Zoom. He says that in order to create a successful online meetup, it needs to be interactive and not just a webinar.
So in case people cannot meet face-to-face, launch more and more interactive events. Remember, this time is for giving. So give more, gather more momentum, and use the time to create more content which could be useful to people and which could basically engage your attendees, your regular meetup people with you. And when the things will open up, they will be connected with you much more strongly and they would flock to your face-to-face events as well.
As cases slowly grow and a second wave is seen as a possibility in New South Wales, technology has been a reliable tool to connect with others in the community. In the Blacktown City area in Western Sydney, Mayor Tony Bleasdale conducted a lot of the council community forums through the use of social media and digital platforms. He says that he is surprised on the amount of people who attended and sees it as a success.
As the mayor of the city myself, I probably do on average 5 virtual meetings per day with many different community groups in regards to so many different issues. So we are still absolutely very active in that regard, making sure that our communities get answers to a lot of the challenges and problems that they're facing every day.
As restrictions are easing in New South Wales, people are eager to gather together. But we have to remember that we're still in the middle of a pandemic and we shouldn't rule out the option of conducting online gatherings whenever possible.
Meeting online, you know, I'd suggest using something like Discord, have just a chat rooms that you can go into. Probably make your own server or join a server with a lot of different chat rooms. And, just treat it like normal, you know.
I would say Meetup as well as Eventbrite. These both websites did a very good job. They encourage people to track their events online. They encourage people not to stop their regular events, but find a way that they could still keep on doing events without breaking the momentum.
As I say, if you can't use a laptop or a computer, just speak to your grandchildren, because let me say, they are most competent and capable in terms of assisting mum and dad. It's been an enormous change for myself and for everybody else, as I say, averaging 5 virtual meetings per day on a whole range of different platforms. Older folk like myself have really had to change the way they operate.
This is Ariel Sodario reporting for Razor's Edge.